On the first day of Christmas, MLPP gave to me.
I went and saw swans and they were wag.
Seventh, Tom. Seventh.
Okay. And yours doesn't fit with, yours hasn't got to fit with and a partridge in a pear tree. Yours has got to be seven swans are swimming.
Oh, yeah.
I saw swans and they were wank.
Yeah. All right.
Right, ready?
I got it.
On the seventh day of Christmas, MLPP gave to me.
Saw swans and they were wank.
Six, punkers wrestling.
Five joyous things. Four rhyming words.
Three lads in Larry arms.
Two crusties begging.
The first punk gigs the Dodge Boys went to see.
Oh, we're out of the crimbo limbo period where we don't know what's going on. Today is New Year's Eve, the seventh day of Christmas, according to the Bible, apparently. So what better person to have in to celebrate perhaps the most glamorous evening of the year? It's got to be Ghislaine McDonald, hasn't it, from Snatch Game. How are we doing?
All right, love. How are you doing?
Very well. I'm having a nice, restful New Year's Eve ahead of tearing it up later on.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, that's beautiful. We're having summer. We're going over to his friend's house over in... are you familiar with Withenshaw?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going over to Withenshaw because dog farts too much when fireworks start going off. So in order to calm him down, some friends of ours have said, go there. We'll have the party there. So that's what we're doing. So Mam's coming over to look after kids and me and Darren are heading over. It's going to be right good, too. I've got a load of book fasting for it and everything. I'm just going to watch everyone break time.
Fucking brilliant. Is this a standard sort of New Year's Eve
affair? Oh, yeah. Pretty much. Pretty much. I mean, last year, I remember Miss Carrie from Snatch Game, her friend Jake, Camp Crystal Lake, as she sometimes goes by, mistook a bottle of red wine and started drinking it, and it were book fast. And he ended up wrapped around my toilet, singing, screaming. Oh, pissed myself when I saw it next day. I had already gone to bed. But, oh, oh, she were a right mess. 2023 is the year of me. Oh! I wish I could send you a video, but she'd fucking kill me. But I tell you, oh, it was funny. Yes. So naturally, all New Year's Eve parties always descend into chaos. I don't know whether it's me as some kind of energizing factor. I like to think it is, but you never really know, do you? But yes, I always love a bit of chaos on New Year's Eve. Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a good one, but by the sounds of it now, we've crowbarred in something loosely related to punk rock here, haven't we, as we've asked all the guests to do. And for people that didn't catch it at the start, it was when you went to see the band Swans, and it was wank.
I wouldn't really say I went to see Swans. It was more, I walked past it, it were on. And I went, what the fuck is this? That's more closer to what it is. To give you some context, I were at a festival in Portugal, because I'm cultured like that.
Ooh, yes.
And yes, and it was the night of, it was Theresa May versus Jeremy Corbyn, general election. And the entrance polls had come through, and it was like, oh, this is tighter than we thought.
Looking so good,
all English people were going nuts. You have Run the Jewels on, and they're all like, what up, Jeremy Corbyn? And everyone's like, doing chants and all that. And then I don't really remember what happened here, because me and Darren, we were getting drinks. And then we watched this Irish lad fall arse over tit and then just vomit, like, viciously. like, and then I've never seen this before, but maybe it's because I've lived a very sheltered life. But he started picking through it and then found something and put it back in his mouth. And I'm thinking, you dirty bastard, what are you doing? It was explained to me later, he'd had a pill, he'd vomited, and then he was trying to get his investment back, shall we say.
Whoa.
I know, it's grim, isn't it?
That's the second absolutely grim thing in a row that we've had to talk about.
I'm so sorry. But yes, I watched this fella, and I think his mate as well, we're digging through it as well to try and find it for him. But oh my God, it were vile. Any road, after that, we started walking away, and I could just hear this, like, oh, you can't see it based on video chat, can you? But you, oh.
I think people can get an idea, yeah.
You can guess, can't you?
Yeah.
And we're like, what's this? You start walking over, and there's loads of people with, you know, dungarees on and that, so you think, all right, okay, they're going to be cool, aren't they? And we stood round, and men with tote bags, you know, and all this noise, and it is noise. It's just, what's going on here? And then some little fella, not like, just short, with a microphone, starts making the same noise all instruments are making, but with his mouth. And I'm stood there going, what in fuck is this? Darren tells us this, oh, it's swans. You know, and I was like, swans? This don't sound like fucking swans. This sounds like, it's like when someone turns the telly on and it's like halfway between tuning and it's just, yeah. It was shite. It was fucking dog wank is what it was. We stood there for about 5-10 minutes because we had no better to do. I think we'd lost as mates as well. And then it just ended. It just ended. And then we were up, the pair of us were just like, swans, never heard of them before, not seen them since.
But
Googled them the next day. Apparently, they're like one of the loudest bands ever.
So I've got like, some
very loud.
I've got some blurb here. So Swans is an American experimental rock band formed in 1982 by singer songwriter and multi instrumentalist Michael Gira. One of the
I've already fallen asleep. Love them. Sorry.
One of the few acts to emerge from the New York City-based no-wave scene and stay intact into the next decade. They've become more recognised for an ever-changing sound, exploring genres such as noise rock, post-punk, industrial and post-rock. Initially, their music was known for its sonic brutality and misanthropic lyrics. Following the addition of singer-songwriter and keyboardist Jarbo, that's his name, no with no surname, in 1986, Swans began to incorporate melody and intricacy into their music.
That's kind of them, introduce some melody, because, you know, some people might want to fucking enjoy the music. Oh, my God.
Jarbo remained the band's only constant member, except Jira and semi-constant guitarist Norman Westberg, until their dissolution in 1997. But they obviously got back together, didn't they?
Too fucking right. Their gain was our loss.
Who else played the festival in Portugal? Obviously, you had Run the Jewels and Pill Sick Man.
Yeah, so you had Knobheads. You had Run the Jewels, who were really good, and I'd not seen them before, and it just led to an obsession that I love them. They're fantastic. Justice, the French dance duo.
No idea.
Oh, belting. Very, very camp. Very camp. I will send you some Justice and you're going to love it. If you like your funky bass lines, imagine Daft Punk with slap bass.
Okay. Keeping it French as well, all right.
Oh, yeah, the French, yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
Who else were playing? So that was one night. Next night were Skepta were on. And he really liked the, you know, the, like, all that. So that was funny. fuck, who were that band? There were a band on. I want to say, St. Etienne. someone like that. But he wants an Etienne. And the singer looked like one of the hairdressers on Gogglebox. And it just, I couldn't take him seriously after that. I forget who it was, but I just couldn't take it seriously. Who else were playing? Fuck, it was like, what, 5-6 years ago now? Slow Dive. Oh, they were shite. Yeah. Boring. Boring, boring, boring. And I don't give a fuck what. Don't give a fuck what your listeners think of me. If they think I'm some fucking Philistine, I don't care. You like shit.
You know, it's a long way to go this to Portugal for to see a load of bands you don't like. I mean,
I know. Fucking tell me about it.
Who were you heading to see? What was the draw? What made you put them ticks?
I really can't. I think it was more about I've not been Portugal, and I've not been to Porto before because it was just outside of Porto that we went. There were good stuff. I mean, I'm slagging most of it, but those are the only ones that I can remember now because it was, what, 5-6 years ago. There were bands I did enjoy. Death Grips. I like Death Grips. Dancing okay. There, getting my bingo wings out. Not that you'd really do that. They sounded like corn. who else were good? I really loved Justice. I really loved Run the Jewels. Who the fucking else did I like?
That's fine. But what should you do that? Niall, have you ever been to Portugal?
I haven't, no.
No. No. What's kept you away from the jewel of the Atlantic coast on the Iberian Peninsula?
Never really fancied it, to be honest. I think the only reason I'd go there would be to watch a Benfica match. Got a soft spot for them.
I went. I used to be in my job. I used to be a young members officer for the union that I work for. We went, like, young trade union reps from across the continent descend on Portugal for what I thought would be a week of learning, campaign training, etc. Biggest fucking piss up I've ever been on in my fucking life.
Brilliant.
And the cunts were paying me to go. Like, I took it so seriously to the point I didn't take any shorts with me because I thought we would be, like, you know, working and that.
Not 24/7.
Well, no, but, you know, long enough to not warrant shorts in the evening. Boy, was I wrong. Borrowed some Irish lads' pair of shorts, Shamrock Rovers. Good stuff. Halcyon days all gone. Ghislaine, sorry, have you found the lineup yet?
I have, yes, love. So, Bon Iver, Aphex Twin, Justice, Run the Jewels, Skepta, Metronomy. There's a lot of dubstep on here. Flying Lotus.
Death it was Skips. Big then, weren't it, dubstep?
It was.
You don't hear a bit anymore.
Teenage Fan Club, Granddaddy. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Now, I watched these, and they played same. It was a bit similar to Swansea, that they played same riff for about half an hour. And I was like, wait, right, come on. But it were a bit faster than Swans. I was waiting for it to kick off. And it didn't. It was just like, Swans, Sleaford Mods. I don't remember seeing them. Shellac, Against Me. I were pissed as a fart for Against Me. I had to lean on the barrier next to Soundman because I was so pissed. That was great, that. And who else? I've not got my readers on. No, not heard all other ones. It was mainly just to go to Porto and see some bands, really. So, yeah, it was good. Oh. If you get a chance, I really got into Port while I was over there. Not just like seeing as we're talking Christmas. I really got into drinking it. It was great. And we went to this Sandeman's cellar and we were sat outside having a bit of this Sandeman's Port. And the waiter comes up and he goes, "Have you ever had Sandeman's before?" And I said, "No." He said, "Well, it is very prestigious and it's fancy." And I went, "Well, how much does it cost then normally in the shops?" And he goes, "About 9 euros. I was like, "Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's fancy and prestigious, is it? Is it, love?" No, it was gorgeous because it was like 27 degree, 28 degree heat. It was cloudless. If you ever do get a chance to go to Porto, do, because it is gorgeous. And the you go in churches and that. They love a gory Jesus. Oh, they love a gory Jesus in Portugal. So you just like, they have this whole statue thing of, oh, Jesus is dead now, what are we going to do about it? And this look at all guts and that, and yeah, look at him, he's nearly green. Like, fuck, yeah, he really is. So that's interesting.
How do they serve this fancy pork? Because, you know, obviously here, it's like a festive period drink that you might drink like now at this time of year when it's fucking freezing. I can't imagine thinking, oh, you know what I want right now in this 28-degree heat? Nice double shot of port. That was it served.
You are absolutely right, lady. They just served it exactly as you said.
Oh.
But it's boiling.
No ice, nothing?
Not even chilled. It's like drinking your own spit, but with vinegar in it. But no, that's not fair. No, that's not fair. No, port is nice. It's just that when it's boiling, you don't really want port, but in some ways, because it's stronger than beer, it does cut through. So you have like a, I don't know, what about one of them small cups of it? You have two or three of them, and you're ready for partying. I tell you that for now.
Sounds rank.
Well, you know, what can I say? It was 6 years ago. I was a younger woman back then and made some mistakes.
I still need something refreshing. Sounds really rank. Disgusting. What are, in this new year of 2024, which it will be tomorrow, what's Snatch Game doing? Got anything booked in?
Oh, what have we got booked in so far? We're doing a few private functions in 2024. We've been booked for a few weddings. I do know that, but I haven't got dates. So no, you can't come and watch us. Fuck off.
I was going to say, I guess no one gives a fuck unless you're in the bridal party.
No.
If you've got corporate bookings, that's good, yeah.
It's not corporate. No, it's weddings. It's weddings. It's mates of mates that have booked us, really.
So it's not like you were all at a wedding show.
No, we've not joined an agency and all that stuff. Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no. I'd rather shit in my hands and clap than do that. But it'd be nicer. But any road. So we've got a couple of them going. We're organising one in Bradford. And it'll be around my birthday. And it's the day after, or day before Eurovision. So that'll be a good one. But that
campus time of the year.
Of course. It's like gay Christmas.
I genuinely love watching that shit.
It's great. I
can't wait till May. It's going to be good times.
So when we're playing in Bradford, I'm going to get absolutely trolleyed. Darren will have to take me home in a wheelbarrow or attached to the back of an Uber and say hello to my mum. And then the next day we'll come back to Manchester and we're having a Eurovision party. Have a bit of a spread on, setting kids to my grandma's and, you know, sausage rolls, sausages on sticks with pickled onions and a bit of cheese, you know, selections of crisps. And then, you know, a few of them, like, you know, those chicken and chorizo empanadas that you get in Tesco. Might even go Marks and Spencer's for it, you know.
Continental beers, like...
Of course.
San Miguel.
Yeah. Peroni,
yeah.
Yeah, spare no expense.
It's going to be good, that is.
Yeah.
Is it traditional, Ghislaine, in your house, to sing Auld Lang Syne when it dings? Because the reason I ask is because, obviously, you know, it's New Year's Eve, and in a minute we're going to have to sing it. And everyone knows that nobody knows sort of from the third line onwards, really. So it's just something that I wanted to sort of exercise this demon for some time. And the current Mrs. Sidwell's got a cousin, right, who's not the brightest. And she goes out with or went out with a guy who's similarly not the brightest. And he...
It's funny how they find each other, isn't it?
It is, like recruits like, as they say. And on New Year's, she put like, oh, I'm going to slap, let's call him Jeff. I'm going to slap Jeff if he keeps singing Auld Lang Syne. So you're like, oh, for fuck's sake. And then he piped in with, may old Aquatints be forgot.
Are you sure they're not taking the piss?
They seem quite serious about the old land sign. No, yeah, you're Scottish. Do you make a big deal of this day?
Oh, yeah. All four verses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you pipe in? No, that's not that day, is it? That's Burns Night.
Yeah.
Sorry. What's the traditions in Scotland? Because you get an extra bank holiday, don't you?
Yes. January the 2nd is also a bank holiday.
But you forego the August bank holiday, don't you? That's a trade-off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's
When I was growing up, it was like you'd go around to each other's houses. Like one house would host and go around, have a good time. And even the kids wouldn't get to bed till like 7, 8 in the morning. We weren't pissed up. We were just sugared up, basically.
Very nice. Very nice. Look, a song's got to play us out after we've done the dongs. You can pick a Swans one. Do you know it?
No, I'd rather no, thank you.
So what song's going to end us?
Can I request "Touch Me, I Want to Feel Your Body" by Sam Fox?
Yes, you can. It's fucking, New Year's Eve.
Fucking get in.
So here's in a minute, former Page 3 model turned lesbian. Sam Fox is what else is she doing now? She can't just be a lesbian.
She's a self-help guru or something like that, isn't she?
Wellness guru.
Yeah, she's something like that. One sec.
He's looking.
Let's have a Google, shall we? Do you know it was Pete Waterman that wrote that or something? You know,
he did a lot of them, didn't he?
He did. She's 57.
That makes sense.
She had something to do with Jive Bunny, it says here. Never read that wrong. No. Imagine Sam Fox with Jive Bunny.
She played the bunny.
Maybe a bit of Jive.
Right, so what's the song fucking called? Touch me.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, but by Sam Fox to kick off your fucking New Year's Eve celebrations, wherever you may or may not be. Let's do the crossing arm things, everyone. I can hear Jules Holland counting down. You ready? May old Aquatints brought to mind. Touch me. This is the night. Touch me.